Ever wonder how a new dish makes its way onto the menu of a chain restaurant? Quite often the company operates one of its locations as a test kitchen, where they try out new items to see what customers think. While sometimes the restaurant doesn't overtly label the location as its testing zone, Earl's 905 Hornby Street Outpost is the official test kitchen location, and that space has just emerged from a significant redesign. Earl's has injected a breath of fresh air into the large downtown restaurant, which still has a large bar area with TV screens and a massive curving staircase ascending to the test kitchen proper, and washrooms, FYI. However, they've cleared the air quite a bit, eliminating partitions and opening up the space overall, allowing tons of light to flow through the corner window walls. Gone is the dim, dark overall tone of the room, replaced with white tile, tons of greenery, and lots of vibrant artwork. Some high tables have been swapped with low ones, and the banquettes are in an off-white fabric, adding to the brighter feel. Though I had not been to this particular Earl's before, others who have attest the change as significant, and photos of the previous decor scheme corroborate. What dishes are on the Earl's Test Kitchen menu? The Earl's menu, which began 40 years ago as one based on burgers and beer, seems suited to the more modern space. There's plenty of seafood, salads, and approachable dishes that a chain of its caliber builds its representative on. The happy hour pricing can't be beat, and there's even a full section of the menu that clearly denotes vegan dishes. Since this is the test kitchen, however, what this Earl's offers is a selection of dishes that are in development. A manager explains that a rollout of items being worked on will often consist of 5 dishes in varying stages of development, of which maybe 2 will wind up on the permanent menu across the chain. Staff here have Google Forms on their iPads through which they can log customer feedback. Sometimes, a dish may stay on the test kitchen menu but have had ingredient swaps or other tweaks based on that feedback. For its post-Reno debut, the test kitchen dishes at Earl's on Hornby are a cheese tortellini with truffle and steak, yuzu tuna tataki, a seafood platter, a Bangkok rice and salad bowl, a pulled chicken clubhouse sandwich, grilled achiote chicken, a chicken biryani, bumbleberry plus apple pie, and, angry, chicken lettuce wraps. Now, maybe you saw these dishes and thought what I did. That sounds a lot like dishes from Cactus Club. In fact, I was specifically intrigued by the lettuce wraps, because I am steadfastly loyal to one dish at Cactus Club. The Szechuan chicken lettuce wraps. So what the heck is going on here? Is Earl's ripping off Cactus? Earl's and Cactus Club, a love story, sort of, a pause for some Canadian chain restaurant history. Earl's was started in the early 80s in Edmonton by the late Leroy Earl, Bus, Fuller, but has long called Vancouver its HQ. Currently, it operates over 60 locations in Canada and in the US, and yes, there has been a little tension between Earl's and Cactus over the years. Feel like a side note? The Fuller family is also tied to another big Vancouver chain, Joey, which also operates in Canada and the US. Before you go thinking Earl's and Cactus Club might end up having major beef over this particular chicken dish, here's the thing. In February 2022, Cactus Club's founder, Richard Joffrey, sold the entirety of his stake to the Fuller family. Not only did that bring an era rife with disputes, including legal ones, to an end, but it also basically clears the way for Earl's to kind of cactus itself, with no repercussions. Suddenly the angry lettuce wraps are a little more friendly. Obviously, I had to see how the dish compares. Flavor-wise, Earl's absolutely nails it with a spicy sweet sticky sauce on the chicken. There's not quite the same heat surge, and also no cooling creamy sauce. Construction-wise, the Earl's ones come pre-assembled, whereas at Cactus you load up your own chicken, sauce, and peanuts onto crispy iceberg pieces. There's a bit of a textural sad trombone at Earl's because they use butter lettuce, which goes soft from the heat and moisture. Still, for a zingy appy that's easy to share, I'm not mad at the angry chicken lettuce wraps. As far as other test kitchen dishes go, the Bangkok bowl is a massive portion with beautiful fresh components like thinly sliced watermelon radish. The seafood platter is a decadent share plate suggested for 2 to 4. It has raw oysters, cold jumbo prawns, the crispy prawn sushi roll, avocado, cucumber, mango, unagi sauce, sriracha mayo, and tuna tataki, and is a scaled-down version of Earl's seafood tower item. The relaunch of Earl's downtown test kitchen location seems to be kicking off what could be a big year for the 40-year-old Vancouver chain. The company is about to open its sleek new Brentwood location in Burnaby, February 16, and recently revealed plans to spin off its former Lougheed Highway branch into a new California casual concept called Birdies. Watch. Checking out the renovations and exclusive dishes at Earl's test kitchen location at Forking Awesome via I'm Not Mad at the Angry Chicken. But, hashtag Forking Awesome hashtag VancouverBC Studio Microphone at Lindsay WR Musical Note Collide, Sped Up Remix, Justine Sky. Find more delicious Vancouver food and drink video stories by following Via's Forking Awesome TikTok account.